علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are discussing this charter and the principles and tenets that exist within it based on the Sermon 87 presently. And we have chosen this sermon because inside this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situation of the world before the coming of Islam. And it will give us a clearer picture of what Islam is able to do to the societies that embraces it. We reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam, may Allah's peace be upon him, says that, وَظَهَرَتْ أَعْلَامُ الرَّدَى, that the world at that time was such that the flags of misguidance, the flags of disgrace and dishonor were fluttering above the people, and that was that symbol of their greatness and civilization. And we discussed at length regarding that. Today we are going to discuss another phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَهِيَ مُتَجَهِّمَةٌ لِأَهْلِهَا عَابِسَةٌ فِي وَجْهِ طَالِبِهَا. This is some very surprising words where Imam alayhi salam says, the world has made a face for those who are attracted to it, and is scowling and frowning on the face of those who are seeking it.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this particular phrase of the 87th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, says that one of the things and phenomena that the people were facing at that time was that the world itself was such that it was putting up a face, was scowling and frowning on the face of those who are seeking it, on the face of those who wanted it. Now, this is surprising. So there are some people who wanted the world, who sought the world, who liked the world, who are worldly, and yet the world was not embracing them. The world was darkening its face in front of them. The world was frowning and, buckling its eyebrows in front of them. what was going on here? Like, what is Imam Ali alayhi salam trying to say? Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, talking about a very important point here, and that is that despite the fact that the people at that time, the communities were materially trying to seek the world and progressing themselves in those areas, but those people were not ready to be able to even struggle for higher things in the world. That means the world, because of them getting involved in the world so much and getting engrossed in the world, even in the worldly progress, they weren't able to progress too much. They were limited in their progress in the worldly sense. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that even this is the way the world is. The world is such that if you seek it, it's not going to smile at you. It's not going to hug you. Still, it will scowl at you. It will frown at you. It will not give you all that it has. It will not give you all that it has. And this is a very powerful reality. This is a very subtle reality that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us in this sermon.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the people who sought the world was scowling at them, was frowning at them. Just like when a man, for example, goes to seek the hand of a woman, maybe he wants to get married to her. When he seeks the hand, but the woman scowls at him or frowns at him. This is how the world was becoming for them. They were going there, they were smiling at the world, showing that, look what we are doing, we are materially progressing, we are doing material things and we are enjoying ourselves. But the world was not happy with them. The world was not giving its best to them. That's the reality. So when we see, what does that mean? We realize that even in the material sense, they were not progressing the way they should have progressed. They were involved in debauchery and just drunkenness and just involved in themselves into petty issues. I gave examples of the gladiators and how they used to kill each other just for entertainment. So because of them seeking the world, they would rather, engrossed in the petty issues of the world and could not even truly seek progress for what really would lead them to true material progress, even in the material sense. They were not able to solve the problems of the community. The community was morally depraved. Moral depravity is something that is a cancer in societies. It's a plague that destroys the core of the youth who could serve the communities in different ways. Moral depravity was one of the reasons why these communities were not able to progress. And this is what the world is. This is a beautiful thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, in other words, is telling us, oh people of the world who want to seek the world, you might be after the world, but the world will still look down upon you. The world will still buckle its brows in front of you. The world will still look at you with a scowl, will make a face for you and will not be able to accept you fully as long as you just have material motives for your search of the world. And I think those who want to research history can take some time and read about these communities, and they will see that what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said is beautifully correct. It is eloquently true, and it is magnificently real. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to accept these teachings and to apply them in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه